You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM, the North College Defenders and Hastings College Broncos set for a matchup of teams in the top 20 this entering play today. The North College Defenders 13-1 in the GPAC, 22-2 overall. Hastings College 11-2 in the conference, 17-5 overall. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Broncos, two losses this year in conference play are to Dort, 94-84, and Dakota Wesleyan, 98-84. Broncos have won four games in a row since a loss to Nebraska Kearney back on January 12th. Hastings is averaging 80.1 points per game and allows 74.1 points per outing. Broncos are converting 47.6% of their field goals, and opponents make 45.3%. Hastings holds a 35.9 to 31.6 rebounding advantage, and they've committed 311 turnovers to 338 for opponents. Brady Lallman leads the team with a 20.2 points per game average, and he also nabs 4.6 rebounds per game. He tops the team with 70 assists, and he has 23 steals. Tobin Reinwald adds 11 points per game while converting 53.2% of his field goals. Jake Hamburger is scoring 9.9 points per game. Brett Wells is at 8.5. Abu Fall and Zach Lana score 8.5 and 8.0 points per game respectively. Fall converts 56% of his shots from the field. Lana leads the team with 6.4 rebounds per game, and Akeem Morrison is second on the team with 60 assists. For the defender men, they're 22-2 this season, 13-1 in the GPAC. Their GPAC loss is to Morningside. The defenders are scoring 90 points per game and allow 75.6 points per contest. North College holds a 41.8 to 30.5 rebounding advantage and is converting 49.5% of the field goals that they shoot. Opponents have converted 44.4% of their field goal attempts. The defenders have taken 78 more field goals in 24 games while converting 504 of 691 free throws for 72.9%. Opponents have made 356 of 488 for 73%. Kyle Lindberg averages 16.4 points, 10.4 rebounds, 2.8 assists, 1.5 blocks, and 1.2 steals per game, and is making 52% of his shots. Dalton Franken scores 15.9 points per game and grabs 4.5 rebounds. He will not be in the game tonight, though, due to a one-game suspension for a violation of team rules. Austin Kachis averages 13.7 points per game, and he's taking in 4.3 rebounds, and he's making 43.4% of his three-point field goal attempts. As a team, Dort College is converting 37.5% of the three-point shots they try. Nathan Rindles has an 11.1 points per game average with 4.9 rebounds and 3.7 assists. Tyler Walthersdorf is good for 11 points per game and 4.2 rebounds. David Denherter comes off of the bench for a 6.8 scoring average and 4.1 rebounds. Alex Terpster and Brian Sumner are each averaging 5.8 and 4.5 points per game. The Hastings men held on for a 72-66 win over Briarcliff Saturday. They led by as many as 17 with 8 minutes to go, trailed by 1 with 3 minutes left. Brady Lallman had a team-high 18 points and made 10 of 10 free throws. Zach Lana had 15 points and 6 rebounds. Tobin Reinwald and Brett Wells each had 10 points. The defender men won an 87-76 decision after leading 45-35 at halftime against Briarcliff on Wednesday night. Briarcliff cut the lead to 6 in the second half, but Dort College led by much of the second half by 10 points or more. The defenders were out-rebounded 37-35, turned the ball over 10 times to 14 for Briarcliff. Austin Kachi scored 20. Tyler Walthersdorf and Nathan Rindles each had 14. Rindles handed out 5 assists. The Dort College defenders will start this lineup today. They will start number 5, Brian Sumner, a 6'2 freshman from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 4.5 points per game. Nathan Rindles is a 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 11.1 points per contest. Number 21 is Austin Kotke, a 6'4 senior from Orange City, averaging 13.7 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida, averaging 16.4 points per game. And Tyler Walthersdorf, where's number 35? He's a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 11 points per game. For the Hastings College Broncos under coach Bill Gavers, they will start number 13, Brett Wells, a 6'4 senior from Elba, Nebraska, averaging 8.5 points per game. Brady Lallman is a 6'2 senior from Norfolk, Nebraska, averaging 20.2 points per contest. Number 25 is Tobin Reinwald, a 6'4 junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 11.0 points per game. Brandon Krause is a 6'2 junior from Lincoln, averaging 3.5 points per game. And Zach Lene is a 6'4 junior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 7.8 points per contest. We're just about set for basketball. Back with the opening tap from Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings, Nebraska, right after this. York College controls the opening tap, and we are underway with basketball. Sumner passes left side over to Rindles. Rindles gives it up. Lindbergh. Lindbergh backing his way in. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald with the basketball. Reinwald quickly up the floor, driving in. Layup right hand is good for Brett Wells. Wells with a two-point basket, and the Hastings College Broncos take a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Left side pass with it to Sumner. Sumner comes over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf will penetrate. Nothing there. Back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Comes back left side over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh double team. Scoops it up. His shot in and out. No good. Rebound tapped around and controlled by Hastings and Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald passes left side. They give it up for Reinwald. Reinwald down on the block. His turnaround is up and good. Tobin Reinwald with a two-point basket. Hastings out to a 4-0 lead. 4-0 our score. Lindbergh. Lindbergh out front with it. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi, three ball, good. Austin Kachi with the three-point basket. Dort College is on the board. They trail 4-3. Coming back the other way, Broncos. Bronco basketball. First time they have been in the half court here. Other two baskets have come in transition. With it out front is Brandon Krause. Krause layup with the left hand, good. Brandon Krause with a two-point basket. It's 6-3. 6-3 our score. Coming back the other way, Dort College down three. Rindles double team. Kick out Kachi. Kachi three, good. Austin Kachi hits back-to-back threes, and the Dort College defenders have tied it at 6-6. Hastings basketball coming back the other way. Krause. Krause with it on the right side. Krause looking for someone to pass to. Gives it off to Reinwald. Reinwald with it on the wing. Tobin Reinwald comes back out front to Brett Wells. Wells shot off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball coming back the other way. Kyle will drive in. Kicks it over to Sumner. Sumner right side to Rindles. Rindles out front. Rindles to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball. Left side Sumner. Sumner passes it down low. Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle Lindbergh backing his way in. Reverses it back over to Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. 15 to shoot. Austin Kachi with the basketball. He comes back left side over to Rindles. Rindles crosses over. Spin move. Puts it up. And he is fouled on the play by Lohman. Lohman whistled for the personal foul. Brady Lohman whistled for his first personal. So two free throws on the way for Nathan Rindles. Rindles, an 85% free throw shooter. First one is up and good. Dort College has their first lead of the ball game at 7-6. Another free throw coming. So Dort College taking their first lead. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good for Rindles. So Rindles makes it an 8-6 ball game. Dort College by a deuce. Bronco basketball coming back the other way with it is Lohman. Lohman will walk it up. Hastings, Reinwald. Reinwald gives it left side. Krause. Krause underneath to Lohman. Lohman ties it up on the cut. He's got 8 points. He's got 2 points. Ties it up at 8-8. With it on the right side is Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi with it back over to Sumner. Sumner picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi with it on the right wing. 19 to shoot. Kachi will put up a three, and he whispers it through. Austin Kachi with 9 first-half points. Dort College leads 11-8. 11-8 our score. Hastings basketball. Ball is tipped by Lindbergh, picked up by Reinwald. Hastings basketball right side, Lohman. Lohman with it at the top of the key. Fires it off to Reinwald. Reinwald looking down low. Instead comes back over to Lohman. Lohman to Krause. Krause to Wells. Wells for the basketball on the wing. Wells gives it up. They come back right side. Krause, Krause, ball deflected, taken away by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf up the floor. He's on the left wing. He'll take it in, leans it up. Shot is no good, but a foul before the shot called on the Hastings College Broncos. Foul's going to go on number 25, Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald whistled for the personal foul. Terpstra is in. Sumner is out. Walthersdorf is out. Den Herter is in for the defenders. 16:33 left to play, first half. Dort College leads 11-8, fresh 35 to work with. Rindles with the basketball on the left wing. Rindles with the basketball, comes right side, Terpstra, Terpstra, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Left side he goes to Rindles. Rindles steps in. Now Lindberg. Lindberg backing his way in against Wells. Lindberg puts it off the glass. No good. Too strong. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Coming up with it at the Broncos. Lallman with the basketball. Left corner it goes to Reinwald. Reinwald with the basketball. Reinwald gives it up out front to Lana. Lana shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on David Denherter. Denherter whistled for the personal foul. Two free throws on the way for Lana. So he can make it a one-point ball game with a couple of made free throws. He's a 71% free throw shooter. First free throw on the way for Lena. Lena is no good. Never been able to get the pronunciation of that name correct. It's L-E-N-A-G-H. Ask different people how to say it. I get different responses. I've never been able to settle on one. We'll go with what the public address announcer is saying today, and that's Lena. Second free throw is up, short, no good. Well, he was a 71% free throw shooter. He goes 0 for 2. Kachi gives it to Lindberg. Lindberg hands it off to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Left side, Terpstra. 15:55 left to play in this first half. Dort College leading 11-8. Rindles to Kachi. Kachi ball fake. Lallman right there with him. Rindles tries to cross over. His floater is no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Fall checks into the contest. Zach Lene checks out. Checking into the contest, Abu Fall, right side pass. This is Brett Wells. Wells on the wing to Krause. Krause to Fall. Fall working on Denherter, comes back outside. Driving the lane, nothing there. Now the shot off the glass, no good. Rebound cleaned up by Lindberg. Here comes Dort College. Kyle Lindberg into the front court for the defenders. Comes to Rindles. Rindles floater, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings coming back the other way. Into the front court with it is Jake Hamburger. Hamburger averaging 9.9 points per game off of the bench for Hastings. Lallman with it, guarded there by Terpstra. 24 to shoot for the Broncos. Right side pass, it goes to Krause. Krause with the basketball, gives it up Hamburger. Hamburger to Lallman. Lallman with the basketball, working on Terpstra. He steps through, his 17-footer is off the window, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles up the floor, pressing the issue. Rindles with it all the way down to the baseline, cut off. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi, ball fake. He's going to put up another three. That one's short, no good. Rebound tapped out by Denherter. Out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Morissant checks into the ballgame for Hastings. Waltersdorf checks in for the defenders, and J.D. Bohr will check in at the next break. Morrison with the basketball. He goes left side over to Lallman, guarded there by Kachi. Comes over to Hamburger. Hamburger to Fall. Fall takes it up against Denherter. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball up the floor. Rindles, no look pass. Denherter. Denherter unable to finish it, but he's fouled on the play by Jake Hamburger, and Denherter will go to the free throw line to shoot two. David Denherter to shoot a pair. Dort College leading 11-8. 14:25 left to play in this first half. Brian Sumner waiting at the scores table as well for the defenders. First free throw on the way for Denherter is up and good. He's got another one on the way. Extending the lead to 12-8 for the defenders. Terpstra and Rindles are out. Bohr and Sumner are in. Second free throw on the way for Denherter is up, and that one's short, rolls around, and won't fall through. Dort College leads 12-8. Hastings basketball, Morrison. Morrison with it. Morrison picks up his dribble, looking, gets it away to Fall. Abu Fall with the basketball. Abu Fall gives it away right side, Lallman. Lallman to Morrison. We've got a foul called away from the ball on Hastings. Foul called on Jake Hamburger. That's his second. Dort College will have the basketball. Sumner will bringing it up will be Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf takes it across the timeline. Comes over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with it in between the circles. Austin with the basketball. Comes right side Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. It's stripped and taken away by Britt Wells. Wells with a steal. Here comes Lallman. Lallman with the basketball against Sumner. Drops it off for a boo fall. Shot is up. Good. Abu Fall with a two-point basket makes it a two-point game at 12-10. Coming back the other way, Kachi. Left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it up, Sumner. Sumner, Tyler. Tyler, three, off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Hastings, and now a foul called on Brian Sumner. Brian Sumner whistled for the personal foul on the rebound. Lindbergh is in, then Herder is out. 13:32 remaining in the first half. Dort College 12, Hastings 10. Hastings with the basketball. Right side pass. This is Brett Wells. Wells with the basketball. Comes back right side to Reinwald. Reinwald, Lallman. Lallman, left side, Morrison. Morrison, three, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken down by Sumner. Sumner with the basketball back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the front court. Kyle with the basketball, head full of steam, right side. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf leans in, his shot off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound back, puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. And Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled on the way up on the putback attempt. Foul called on the play against the Hastings College Broncos. That's going to go on number 13, Brett Wells, and that's number two on him. Tyler Waltersdorf to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw by Tyler, no good. He's got another one on the way. Dort College 3-for-5 from the free throw line so far. Second free throw, no good. And the Dort College defender lead is still at 12-10. 12-10 our score. Akeem Morrison with the basketball. Morrison in between the circles, comes right side over to Zach Lena. Lena with the basketball. Lena passes it back over to Kraus. Kraus with it on the right elbow, and he throws it away. 12-10 our score, Dort College. Leading by two. Rendles is back in. J.D. Bohr is out. So Tyler Waltersdorf will inbound the basketball. Out front with the basketball, they pass it left side. Kachi. Kachi tries to feed it underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh has to chase it to the corner. Comes back outside. Kachi. Kachi, three ball, yes. Austin Kachi with his fourth three today. Dort College leads 15-10. 15-10, our score. With it is Morrison. Morrison gives it up, and a travel violation called on Reinwald, and the Dort College defenders get the basketball back. 12:19 left to go, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Charge to the Broncos. Back with more after this. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Waltersdorf with it out front. Waltersdorf has it on the left wing, working against Fall. Bounce pass to Lindbergh. Lindbergh has to come out to the perimeter to gather it in. Lindbergh with the basketball. Gets a step. Fires it back over to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Back over to Sumner. Sumner, three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Up and running, Lallman. Lallman with the basketball, driving in. Ducks in. His layup is good. Brady Lallman in transition. Hastings trails 15-12. Into the front court with the basketball. Dort College. Kachi, left side, Waltersdorf, looking for the lane to the hoop. He'll isolate against Ibu Fall. Pass goes into the corner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, swiped at by Fall. 20 seconds to go. Lindbergh with the basketball. Comes back over to Rendles. Rendles hesitates, puts it up in traffic, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Reinwald. Here comes Tobin Reinwald with a basketball for Hastings. Broncos take it across the timeline, back over to Kraus. Kraus, left side, Lallman. Lallman feeds it to Lene. Lena with the basketball. Lena comes back right side. Reinwald. Reinwald's shot no good, and picking up the tapped out rebound is Lindbergh. Into the front court, Dort College with the basketball. Lindbergh back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf will drive in, puts it up, good. Tyler Waltersdorf answering with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 17-12. Hastings basketball, right side, Lallman. Lallman to Reinwald. Lob pass down low, tipped and controlled. Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, right side, Rendles. Rendles, the trailer, Waltersdorf, three, top of the key, left it short, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Hastings. Lena with the basketball. Lena gets the return pass. Lena looking down low. They get it to Fall, and Fall is fouled by Waltersdorf on the entry pass. So a foul called against Tyler Waltersdorf with 10:26 remaining in the first half. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's foul number one on Waltersdorf. That is a development to watch here this afternoon. We have a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to the Dort College defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College calls the timeout, leading 17-12, 10:25 left to play in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at Borenson's.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. Hastings basketball as they inbound the ball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Jake Hamburger to throw it in. David Denherter guarding the inbounds pass, and Denherter bats it away. And Hastings will have Brandon Krause inbound the basketball. Krause to throw it in. Krause throws it in again, and it's tipped by Denherter, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. So credit Denherter that time of guarding the inbounds pass and knocking it into the air. Kyle Lindbergh went for it, and it ended up deflected off of a Hastings player. Dort College basketball up by 5, 17-12. Right side pass, Sumner. Sumner down to the baseline, picks up his dribble, and we've got a foul on the play called on Jake Hamburger. Hamburger picks up his third. Bill Gavers will now go to the bench for another player. This is Carson Bloom. Bloom checks into the contest. Dort College basketball, fresh 35 to work with. Rindles to throw it in. He gets it in to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Joe Wells working the whistle today, along with Bo Heiss and Rich Buckman. Dort College basketball, left side Terpstra. Terpstra on the left wing. He gets it out front, Sumner. Sumner right side, Rindles. Rindles will spot up. He'll cast up a three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Lallman. Lallman with the basketball. Lallman into the front court. He stops at the top of the key and throws it away. He pump faked and then tried to pass it off to Bloom, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kachi checks in. Sumner will check out. Throwing the ball in will be Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets it inbounded to Rindles. Rindles comes left side over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Terpstra. Terpstra on the floor with it. Comes back right side over to Kachi. Kachi with it on the wing. 9:40 to go, first half. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, Terpstra. Terpstra bounces it down low for Lindbergh. Reverses to Rindles. Rindles down low for Denherter. It's tapped away by Fall. Here comes Hastings. Carson Bloom with the basketball. Bloom playing in place of Hamburger. Hamburger on the bench with three personal fouls. Hastings goes right side, Bloom. Bloom sets, fires three, good. Bloom with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 17-15. Lindbergh with the basketball back over to Kachi. Kachi's 17-footer is good. Austin Kachi with 14 points. Dort College has taken the lead to four again at 19-15. Ibu Fall puts it up in traffic, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on David Denherter, and that's number two on Denherter. 8:59 remaining in the first half. Dort College 19, Hastings 15. Fall, a 61% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Ibu Fall to the free throw line to shoot two. Fall, a 6'7 senior from Dakar, Senegal. Makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. I believe he also spent time at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. He is a senior on the Hastings roster listing, averaging 8 points per ballgame. Another free throw on the way for Fall. This one is up and in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Dort College leads by three, 19-16. Dort College has led by as many as five. Lindbergh comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, Terp. Terp, three, no good. Rebound tipped out. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings with it near midcourt. And the Broncos will inbound the basketball. They get it into Bloom. 8:40 and counting, first half. Broncos with a chance to tie it with a three. Bloom looking for Lohman, feeds it underneath. Ball is saved out. No, it's touched last by Hastings and by Lohman. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College able to muddy it up on the defensive end. Now the Dort College defenders will come back the other way, and it looks like a set play for the defenders. Rindles with the basketball out front, comes right side to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back to Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Kachi, ball fake. Nothing there. Back over to Rindles. Rindles, Terpstra. Terpstra gives to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the baseline working against Lena. Shot is up and good for Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh with his first bucket today. Dort College leads 21-16. Hastings coming back the other way. Lallman gives it up inside to Reinwald. Reinwald, Bloom. Bloom, another three. That one's going to be short. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Under eight to play first half. Lindbergh into the front court with the basketball. Comes right side, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf thought about the three, decides against it. He's got fallout in his face. With the basketball is Terpstra. Right side, Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Rindles all the way down to the block. Tries to reverse it, and it's kicked out of bounds by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Bohr and Sumner are in. Terpstra and Rindles are out. A little shorter bench for the defenders today. J.D. Bohr will inbound the basketball. We've got six Hastings players on the floor. So Hastings had six players on the floor. Dort College didn't get it inbounded. I don't know what would have happened if they had gotten it inbounded. Jump hook by Lindbergh with the right hand. Good. Dort College leads 23-16. Hastings basketball. Brandon Krause with it in between the circles. Krause passes left side over to Lohman. Lohman feeds it down low. Reinwald. Right side. Three on the way is good. Three-point basket for Brandon Krause, and the Dort College lead is 4-23-19. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Lindbergh. Dort College moments ago with their biggest lead of the ball game, and answering is Austin Kachi with a two-point basket off the backdoor cut. He got the pass from Lindbergh. Shot is up and good on the block. That's Lena. Lena working his way in against Dort College's Tyler Waltersdorf. And Waltersdorf will bring it up. 6:45 left to play first half. Waltersdorf running the point for the defenders right now with Rindles on the bench. Waltersdorf, Sumner. Sumner to Lindbergh. Lindbergh straight on. Lindbergh trying to back his way in. Kicks it over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr on the baseline. J.D. with it. Left side, Waltersdorf. Tyler gives it up over to Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi with it on the left wing. Five to shoot. A long three by Kachi. No good. Rebound controlled by Hastings. Broncos coming back the other way with the basketball is Reinwald. Reinwald driving in, and a charging foul called on Reinwald. Kachi set up and took the charge. Tobin Reinwald whistled for his second personal foul. David Denherder will check into the contest for the defenders. Waltersdorf will check out. J.D. Bohr will inbound the basketball in front of the Hastings College student body section. So Dort College leading by 4, 25-21. And the Dort College defenders will bring it up. This is Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball in between the circles. Comes left side over to Kachi. Kachi, they feed it down low to Denherder. Denherder puts up the turnaround. It's good. David Denherder with 3 points. Dort College leads 27-21. Morrison with the basketball. Morrison passes left side. With it is Lena. Lena with the basketball, working his way in. Kicks it out. Morrison. Morrison drives in. Comes back right side. Reinwald. Reinwald to Krause. Krause, left side, Morrison. Morrison down to the baseline, and a foul called on J.D. Bohr. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the defenders. J.D. picks up his first personal. And Dort College has one foul to give before Hastings is in the bonus. Fall is in. Checking out will be Lena. So Abu Fall checks into the contest. Hastings to throw it in. With it is Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald looking. Throws over the top. It's taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh against Lallman, and Lallman is called for the foul near midcourt. Brady Lallman has just picked up his second. Lohman picks up his second. Lindbergh was headed up the floor, and Lohman had to commit the foul to prevent him from getting an easy layup. And that is just foul number one on Lohman. Beg your pardon. I thought it was two, but it's only one. Team foul number eight on the Broncos. 1-1 for Kyle Lindbergh. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Kyle. Five for Kyle. Another one on the way. Dort College extending the lead to 7 at 28-21. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh. 5:34 remaining. Free throw by Lindbergh is up and good as well. So Lindbergh makes them both. He's got six. And the defenders lead 29-21. Morrison into the front court. Hakeem Morrison passes. Right side, Reinwald. Reinwald to Lohman. Lohman with a basketball out front. Reinwald. Reinwald ball fake. Comes back over to Brandon Krause. Krause with a basketball. Krause working against Sumner. Down to the baseline. Puts up the leaner. It's short. No good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter over to Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College in transition. Lindbergh takes it in against Reinwald. His shot no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Morrison. Morrison with the basketball out front. Morrison gives it back over to Reinwald. Reinwald three. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Kachi. Austin with the basketball. Here come the defenders. Dort College leading by eight with the basketball. Kachi straight on three. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Reinwald for Hastings. Hastings coming back the other way with the basketball is Krause. Krause to Morrison. Morrison right side Lohman. Lohman working against Kachi. A long two. Banks it. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. 4:30 remaining. Lindbergh into the front court. Left side Sumner. Sumner to the corner Kachi. Kachi two players around him. Gets it back out front Sumner. Sumner, J.D. Bohr. Bohr with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi out front. Lindbergh. Lindbergh guarded there by Reinwald. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi, the runner from 10, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Reinwald. Here comes Hastings. Lohman into the front court. Has Fall, and Fall can't gather it in. Tough pass. It was down around the big fella's feet. He couldn't gather it in. It'll be Dort College basketball on the turnover. Both teams sucking wind right now. Lots of tired bodies. We've had some racehorse basketball today with not many stoppages in play. Other than some fouls on Hastings, they've got eight and five for Dort College. Otherwise, not a ton of turnovers and not a lot of dead balls. Nathan Rendles brings the basketball up. Rendles with it in between the circles. He goes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it out front. Terpstra will bring it to the top of the key. Right side, Nathan. Nathan with the basketball comes back over to Tyler. Tyler left side to Terpstra. Terpstra, Lindbergh. Lindbergh working against Reinwald. Lindbergh has it tapped. Two players around him and he lost it. It's picked up by Morrison. Here comes Morrison. Ball's loose. Picked up by Rendles, and Rendles will handle it cleanly. He'll bring it up the floor, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Akeem Morrison. Morrison whistled for the personal around midcourt. That's foul number one on Akeem Morrison. And a 1-1 on the way for Nathan Rendles. So 1-1 for Rendles. Austin Kachi getting a drink here during the free throws. He's not going to be able to come out much today. First free throw by Rendles is good. He's got another one on the way. He's got 3 points. Can make it a 10-point ball game, and he does. 31-21, Dort College leading. Rendles 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Hastings basketball, Morrison. Morrison setting the defense, setting the offense against the defense by Rendles. Comes to Reinwald. Reinwald might have traveled with it. No call made. They come back out to the perimeter. Brandon Krause. Krause with the basketball, Morrison. Morrison looking down low for Lena. Comes back out front instead to Reinwald. Reinwald drives in, double team, puts up the short shot, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. 3 minutes remaining first half. Right side Tyler. Tyler into the lane, dumps it underneath Terp. Terp's shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Alex Terpstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to go on number 11, Carson Bloom. Bloom whistled for the personal. That's his first. Free throw's on the way for Terpstra, trying to extend the Dort College lead. First free throw is up and through. Alex Terpstra with another free throw coming. York College leading 32-21, 2:56 remaining. First half of play, York College leading. Second free throw on the way for Terp is up. That one's going to be strong, but it goes through anyhow. Alex Terpstra with 2 points, and the York College defenders extend the lead to 12 at 33-21. With the basketball out front is Lohman. Lohman guarded there by Koch. He spin move, dumps it underneath. Shot is up, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's tapped out and controlled by Hastings. Hastings for the basketball, Bloom. York College scrambles back for defense. Shot is off of the glass, good by Bloom. Bloom throws it up, and the He Whispers go in, and it does. Not a great shot, but he got it to drop. Right side it goes Rindles. York College leading by 10. Rindles with the basketball trying to feed it out to Terpstra. And the ball's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by York College. It'll be Hastings basketball. 33-23, York College by 10. Hastings coming back the other way. Brady Lohman brings it up. Austin Kachi will meet him. Lohman stops, tries to step through. Passes into the corner instead over to Brett Wells. Round the horn they go over to Brandon Krause. Krause feeds it down low. Kick out pass with the basketball. Krause again. Krause to Bloom. 2 minutes remaining first half. Now they go Lohman, top of the key, 12 to shoot. They'll clear it out. He wants a ball screen. He gets one. Drive into the lane. Layup no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Lindbergh. York College basketball. Rindles at the top of the key. Hesitates. Gets around the player. Shot is no good, but he's fouled on the play by Brandon Krause. And going to the free throw line to shoot two more will be Nathan Rindles. So York College with a chance to extend the lead at the free throw line. 1:44 remaining. First half of play. York College 33, Hastings 23. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Rindles. Sumner is in. Tyler Waltersdorf is out. So Tyler checks out of the ballgame with York College leading by 11. Another free throw on the way by Rindles. This one's up and good as well. Nathan Rindles makes both free throws. He's 6 for 6. York College leads 35-23. Lohman, 3, all over the top of the defense. No good. Rebound taken away weak side by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh driving in. Has it hacked away by Lena. Now a foul called on York College. And Kyle Lindbergh. I don't think they got the first one that time as Lindbergh took it in and it looked like the Hastings player, Lena, got him across the arm. Then on the ensuing play, Lindbergh out of frustration picks up a personal foul and the Broncos will come back the other way. That's team foul number 6 on the defenders and for Lindbergh, that's number 1. Hastings basketball, 1:20 remaining in the half. Left side they go Bloom. Bloom gives it up to Wells. Wells, the reversal. Shot on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound fought for. And now a jump. I thought they were going to call a jump ball, and instead they call a foul on Terpstra. Alex Terpstra whistled for the personal. And a one-and-one opportunity coming here for Hastings and Zach Lena. Lena to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. He's 0 for 2 today. 7.8 points per game average. First free throw is up and good. He's got 3. And the York College lead is 35-24, pending another free throw. Second free throw on the way for Lena. And this one's up. It's good as well. So he makes them both. And York College leads 35-25. 1:03 remaining, first half. Clock is counting. Right side it goes to Sumner. Sumner to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Sumner. Sumner feeds it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh facing up 15 feet from the hoop. They double team him. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles' pass is deflected. Taken away by Lena. Lena loses it. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be York College basketball. York College dodges a bullet that time as they turned it over. But Rindles and Lindbergh able to sprint back and get back defensively and force the turnover. Bringing the basketball up will be Nathan Rindles. 6 second difference, shot clock and game clock. They pass high post to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the left wing. Waltersdorf feeds it down low, Lindbergh. They haven't brought the double team yet. They still have it. Now they do. Lindbergh looking. Ball's deflected out. It's picked up by Hastings in the backcourt. 17 seconds remaining, and Hastings will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Broncos. 35-25, 17.3 seconds left to go in the first half. We'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Carson Bloom inbounds the basketball. Broncos bring it up 15 seconds as they take it across the timeline. Brandon Krause with it out front. He passes it off to Bloom. Bloom with the basketball throws it away. 8 seconds left. Kachi in transition, taken back by Hastings. And now a travel called as Hastings turns it over. Brandon Krause travels with it near midcourt. I had thought they'd probably inbound it nearer to midcourt, but they're going to stay out of bounds, length of the floor in front of the North College defenders. 4 seconds remaining, Lindbergh to throw it in. Kyle gets it into Nathan Rindle. 3 seconds, he's across half court. Kachi, leaner, no good, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, North College 35, Hastings 25. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with a recap of the first half of play. Right after this. Dort College leading at halftime, 35-25 in men's college basketball. The Dort College defenders and Hastings College Broncos were tied at 6-8 before. Dort College went on a little run to get up by 5 at 15-10. Hastings closed the gap to 17-15. Dort College built it back to 7 at 23-16. And were eventually up by 10 at 31-21. That 31-21 lead was part of a 6-0 run after Hastings had trimmed it to 25-21. Our college led by as many as 12 at 33-21 and 35-23. And we go to the locker room with Dort College leading Hastings at halftime in men's basketball, 35-25. Austin Kachi leads all players with 16 points. Hastings is topped by Brandon Krause and Carson Bloom unofficially with 5 points apiece. Let's take another break and be back with a rundown of the all the numbers from the first half of play. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
You're investing in.
Halftime numbers look like this. First of all, for Dort College, 10 for 27 from the floor, 37%, 4 for 12 on threes, 33%, 11 of 14 on free throws, 78.6% for Hastings, 10 for 25 from the floor, 40%, 2 for 9 on threes, 22%, 3 of 6 on free throws, 50%. Hastings has a 2016 rebounding advantage. Dort College has one offensive rebound. Hastings has two. Turnovers, Hastings 15, Dort College 8. Hastings with 7 steals, Dort College with 5. Dort College is led by Austin Kachi, 16 points, 6 of 10 from the floor, 4 for 7 on threes. 6 points each for Nathan Rindles and Kyle Lindbergh. 3 points for David Den Herder. 2 points each for Tyler Walterstorff and Alex Terpstra. For Hastings, they are topped by Brandon Krause with 5 points. Carson Bloom has 5 points. 4 points each for Zach Lena and Brady Lohman. 2 each for Brett Wells and Tobin Reinwald. And 3 for Ibu Fall. Rebounding, Austin Koch, I beg your pardon, Kyle Lindbergh has 8 rebounds for the defenders, 3 for Austin Kachi. For the Hastings College Broncos, 6 rebounds for Tobin Reinwald, 4 for Zach Lena, 3 each for Brett Wells and Brady Lohman. Tobin Reinwald and Brandon Krause have 2 assists each. Zach Lena has 3 steals. For the defenders, 2 players have 1 assist each. And Tyler Walterstorff has 2 steals. 35-25. We're at halftime. Dort College leads Hastings in men's college basketball. Let's take another break and be back with the rundown of what else is happening in the GPAC today right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Halftime scores in the GPAC. Men's play. Dort leads Hastings 35-25. Mount Marty leads Concordia 23-21. Midland over Northwestern at half, 42-41. Dakota Wesleyan over Doan at half, 44-39. Morningside leads Nebraska Wesleyan and Lincoln 36-35 at the half. Earlier today in women's basketball, it was Hastings defeating Dort College 65-62. Concordia over Mount Marty 60-53. Northwestern a 95-79 winner over Midland. Doan over Dakota Wesleyan 69-68. Morningside a 102-59 winner over Nebraska Wesleyan. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Second half of play coming up right after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hild offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hildrealestate.com. Hastings basketball as we start the second half of play. Spotting up right side, Brandon Krause. Krause, three, no good. Rebound tapped out. Hastings controls it. Lallman with it. Steps into the free throw line. Nothing there. Comes back right side over to Brett Wells. Wells with the basketball. Comes back over to Lallman. Lallman to Reinwald. Reinwald with the basketball. He comes back right side, Wells. Wells with the basketball, Lallman. Lallman puts it on the floor with the left hand. Sumner hedges on the screen. They reverse it left side. Baseline jumper is good. Two-point basket for Brett Wells from about 17 feet out. Dort College leads 35-27. With the basketball left side, Walterstorff. He comes over to Sumner. Sumner with the ball on the wing. Sumner puts it on the floor against Lallman. Out front, Rindles. Right side, it goes Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Tyler with it, comes over to Kachi. Kachi left side, Rindles. Rindles looking down low, instead has to pop out to the perimeter to give it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Three players around him, comes back over to Rindles. Rindles in traffic, puts it up, and he has it stripped away. Out of bounds, last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings defending. Dort College to inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Rindles. Rindles gets it into Walterstorff. 6 seconds left. 5, 4, 3. Walterstorff jumper. Top of the key. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Hastings and Zach Lena. Lena right side to Lallman. Lallman pulls up. Jumper is good for two. Brady Lallman with 6 points. Hastings with back-to-back buckets to start the second half. And the Dort College lead is 35-29. With a basketball, Rindles. Rindles goes left side, Sumner. Sumner over to Kachi. Kachi with a basketball on the wing. Kachi over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Sumner. Sumner, Rindles. Rindles with a basketball down to the baseline. And he is stripped on the play by Reinwald, but Reinwald commits the foul. Tobin Reinwald has just picked up number 3, I believe. And free throws on the way for Nathan Rindles. Rindles with 6 points today, all from the free throw line. So Nathan Rindles to shoot, 2 free throws. Thank you. Nathan Rindles with it at the free throw line. It's up and good. Rindles makes the first one. He's got another one coming. Dort College is on the board here in the second half. 36-29. 10-point advantage at halftime. Hastings scores the first two buckets of the second half, and Rindles makes both free throws. So Nathan with 8 points. And the defenders lead 37-29. Hastings basketball, Brandon Krause. Krause will drive in, cut off. Gets it underneath, shot no good. Partially blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Kyle Lindbergh into the front court with the basketball. Lindbergh behind the back dribble, picks it up. Looking outside, gets it to Rindles. 25 to shoot for the defenders. Now Kachi. Kachi, spin move. Shot off of the window. Too strong, no good. Got up in the air. Thought he was going to knock down the 10-footer off of the glass. And Reinwald takes it hard to the hoop, and he is fouled before the shot. Foul's going to go on Nathan Rindles, and Nathan has just picked up his first personal by my count. Team foul number one on the defenders in this half. Hastings to inbound the basketball. Right side with it is Brandon Krause. Krause gets it tossed in. Gets it right side. Back over to Reinwald. Reinwald to Lohman. Lohman with the basketball. Lohman with it out front. Lohman on the right wing. He's going to drive in. Puts it up in traffic. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf comes down with it. Dort College with a chance to build on an 8-point lead. Lindberg will drive in, lost it on the way up, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. From my vantage point, it looked like it bounced off of Lindbergh's head out of bounds. The referee saying it was touched by a Hastings player. Rindles to inbound the basketball. Ball is deflected out. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball now, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Rindles. Rindles triggering. And he gets it into Sumner. Sumner with the basketball on the perimeter, guarded there by Lohman. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi lost it. It's picked off. Here comes Lohman. Lohman driving in. Lays it up. And it goes in. He's fouled. Lohman with 8 points, and he'll go to the free throw line to try and convert the old-fashioned three-point play. Brady Lohman with 8 points pending the free throw. Lohman is an 87% free throw shooter. So Terpstra checks in. Lohman shooting a free throw for the three-point play. 37-31, Hastings down by six and now five. So the three-point play for Lohman, he's got 9 points, five of them in the second half. And the defenders will set the offense. Rindles with it out front, goes right side to Den Herder. Den Herder at the top of the key, comes back right side over to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles, nothing there. Picks up his dribble, guarded by Lohman, threw it away. Here comes Hastings. Hastings driving Wells. Wells, layup good. Wells has six. Dort College leads 37-34. Hastings has cut 7 points off of what was a 10-point lead. Timeout, Dort College, 16:51 left to play in this ballgame. Back with more after the... You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College 37, Hastings 34. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College with the basketball, leading by three. Hastings has cut the 10-point lead down to where we stand right now. Terpstra with the basketball, gives it over to Kachi. Kachi right side to Rindles. Rindles, Den Herder. Den Herder straight on, gives it to Terpstra. Terpstra to Kachi. Kachi working against Lohman. Kachi reverses it out front. Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Lindberg back over to Rindles. Rindles shakes right, goes left, comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg lays it up, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Den Herder. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. David Den Herder will go to the free throw line to try and convert the three-point play. Dort College leading 39-34, pending the free throw. So Den Herder will shoot for the free throw. The three-point play, he's a 72% free throw shooter, 1-for-2. And the free throw is up and through. Den Herder with six. Dort College leads 40-34. Hastings basketball, bringing it up is Reinwald. Reinwald goes right side with the basketball as Wells. Wells looking down low. Wells comes back over to Lohman. Lohman, right side Reinwald. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. They switch on the screen. Lohman dumps it down a little fall. Fall puts it up in traffic. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Dort College basketball. Into the front court is Lindberg. Lindberg reverses to Rindles. Nathan with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi layup good. Kachi with 18. Dort College leads 42-34. Hastings basketball. Comes back left side Lohman. Lohman guarded there by Kachi. Lohman, pass right side Wells. Wells underneath the basket, comes back around the horn, Reinwald. Reinwald, three ball, off the mark, no good. Rebound Wells. Wells misses the shot, gets his own rebound back, layup good. I don't know how he missed the first one, but he did. Dort College unable to block out and get the rebound. Dort College leads 42-36. Lindbergh left side, it goes Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra, right side, it goes Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Kachi, 17 feet from the hoop on the right wing. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, breaking his man down, kicks it out Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it on the elbow. Lindbergh with the basketball. Spin move, puts it up with the left hand, no good, but he's fouled on the play by Brent Wells, and Wells is whistled for his third personal foul. That's foul number three on Wells with 14:59 remaining. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 42-36, Dort College leading. Two free throws on the way for Lindbergh as he is fouled in the act of shooting. First one is good. He's got seven. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh, trying to extend it back to an eight-point advantage. Second free throw on the way for Lindbergh. Kachi, Rindles, then Herder, Terpstra, and Lindbergh on the floor for the defenders. Second free throw by Lindbergh is off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings trails 43-36, quickly up the floor with the basketball is Lohman. Lohman passes right side back over to Morrison. Morrison feeds it left side, Lohman. Lohman out front to Wells. Wells to Morrison. Morrison with the basketball. He passes down low to Fall. Ibu Fall back over to Morrison. Morrison, they run the two-man game. Fall down on the block. His shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Here comes Dort College with a chance to build on a seven-point advantage. Right side, Kachi. Kachi, free throw line. Back over to Lindbergh. It's tipped and taken away by Hamburger. Hamburger gives it off to Wells. Wells, Lohman. Lohman, layup good, and he's fouled. Threw himself into Kyle Lindbergh and gets the foul call. Lindbergh picks up his second in the process. Wrong place, wrong time. And Hastings, Brady Lohman will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. ...14-18 remaining. Dort College leading. Hastings trying to cut the lead down to four again. They've been as close as three, 37-34. And he makes the free throw. It's 43-39. Lohman with 2 3-point plays here in this half. He's got 12 points. Dort College leads by four, 43-39. Tyler Waltersdorf on the perimeter. Waltersdorf picks up his dribble. It's tossed into the backcourt, and it's touched by Hastings. Dort College with the basketball. Rindles, Terpstra. Terpstra, three. Get in there! Three-point basket for Terpstra. He's got five, and the defenders lead 46-39. Hastings basketball, Morrison. Morrison feeds it Lohman. Lohman lost it. It's down on the floor. Three players down after it, and finally Austin Kachi comes away with it. Austin will walk it into the front court. Kachi with the basketball. 13:35 remaining. Austin with the basketball. Back over to Tyler. Tyler gets a step. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. Taken away by Lohman. Here comes Hastings. Driving in is Lohman. Lohman layup good. Lohman with 10 second half points. Dort College leads 46-41. Bringing the basketball back the other way is Rindles. 13:15 and counting. Rindles tries to pass it out. It's deflected. It's still on the floor. Dort College bothered by turnovers here in the second half, and they've got to get this figured out. Ball's down on the floor. Jump ball called. Alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. 13:08 remaining in the game. 46-41. Dort College in front, but Dort College sloppy with the ball, and you've got some different combinations today on the floor than we are accustomed to seeing, and means people are out of their comfort zones. Kachi is off the floor right now, getting a break. Terpstra thought about a three, decides against it, goes over to Tyler. Tyler on the right wing. Tyler Waltersdorf with it, 10 to shoot. Tyler into the lane, back over to Terp. Terp, long three, no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a foul on the play called on Dort College and David Ben Herder, I believe. They're going to call a foul on David Van Herter on the rebound. That's his third. With 12:51 left to go in the game, Van Herter has just picked up his third. Bringing the basketball up is Hastings. Akeem Morrison with the basketball. Morrison with it at the top of the key. Morrison with it in between the circles. Comes to Tobin Reinwald, and Reinwald is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Alex Terpstra, his second. .46-41 our score. Hastings trailing by five with the basketball. Reinwald gets it inbounded. They pass it down low to Lene. Lene with the basketball. Lena passes to Lallman. Lallman with it in the corner. Feeds it out front, Reinwald. Reinwald with the basketball back over to Lallman. Lallman guarded there by Sumner. Puts the ball on the deck. Passes it off Wells. Wells lost it on the way up. It's loose. It's down on the floor. Still loose. Picked up by Reinwald. His three is good. Tobin Reinwald with the three-point basket. He's got five, and the defenders lead 46-44. Dort College basketball after the three-point bucket by Hastings. 12 minutes remaining. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner comes over to Rindles. Rindles, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it up off the glass. Cut the hoop, and he is fouled. Tyler Waltersdorf fouled in the act of shooting. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. They haven't put the points on the board yet. Now they do. Waltersdorf with 4 points today, and he's got a free throw coming. 11:55 left to go in this contest. Waltersdorf free throw is up and in and out, no good. 48-44. Dort College with a 4-point lead. Morrison with the basketball. Morrison passes left side over to Lallman. Lallman with the ball. Lallman picks up his dribble. He passes left side Reinwald. Reinwald with it. Reinwald back over to Hamburger. Hamburger, Lallman. Lallman with the ball. Lallman will put it on the deck. 17-footer missed it. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra races out with it. Passes to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf shot no good, but he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Lallman. So Lallman will be called for the foul. Brady Lallman whistled for his second personal. And there's a timeout on the floor. Hastings calls for a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. This will be a shooting foul for the Dort College defenders. And I believe it'll be Tyler Waltersdorf doing the honors. Tyler's got to get it going from the free throw line. Need those buckets today. 11:28 left to go in the contest. Tyler's free throw off the heel, no good, and he's right now in one of those funks. He's 0 for 4 from the free throw line. He's got to make this one. Dort College leads by 4. Another one on the way. This one's up, and that one's good. 49-44 our score, Dort College. Dort College with the lead, Hastings with the basketball. With it out front is Brett Wells. Wells to Lallman, and Lallman is fouled on the play. Well, there was an odd sequence there where the Hastings College Broncos student bodies jumped on the backboard or jumped on the support structure behind the backboard and caused it to move during that free throw. .49-44 our score. Lallman will go to the free throw line to shoot two, and now they'll walk over and make sure things are taken care of behind the backboard. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw coming here for Lallman. And looks like men's soccer coach Chris Crank is now going to monitor behind the backboard. The things you sign up for when you're a college coach and you're out of season. 49-46, Dort College by three. 11:09 left to play in this contest. Dort College leading by three. With the left side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball on the wing. Dort College has got to respond to this charge that Hastings has put together. Tyler Waltersdorf will drive in. Nothing there, Rindles. Rindles tries to dump it off, and he is fouled on the play by Jake Hamburger, and Hamburger is whistled for his fourth personal. And the Natives are getting restless in Hastings, Nebraska. That's foul number four on Jake Hamburger. 10:52 left to go in the game. Dort College 49, Hastings 46. A fresh 35 for Dort College to work with. They get the ball inbounded to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball out front. Tyler, double team, kicks it into the corner. Sumner three, no good. Rebound taken away by Carson Bloom. Bloom with the basketball up the floor quickly. Right hand is Kraus. Kraus layup. Are they going to count it? They will. They'll give him the continuation. And a blocking foul called on the defenders and Nathan Rindles. Rindles has just picked up his second. And things getting kind of tough right now. Life on the road is never easy. And then when you're shorthanded, it becomes that much more difficult. And Hastings now shooting to try and tie it. Brandon Kraus trying for the three-point play. He's a 50% free throw shooter this season. Kraus has not shot a free throw tonight, averaging 3.5 points per game. Free throw is up, and he ties it. We have our first tie since it was 8-8. 49-49 our score, 10:34 remaining. Hastings has tied the game after trailing by 10 at halftime. Austin Kachi in the lane, and he has fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Hastings and Brandon Kraus, and Austin Kachi, I believe, will shoot two free throws. Just a 1-1 for Austin Kachi, averaging 13.7 points per game. He's got 18 today, four threes and three twos. This is his first free throw attempt, a 1-1 opportunity. Free throw is on the way for Kachi, and good. Well, they indicated 1-1, but nobody stepped into lane. Now it's the second half of the free throw sequence. Another free throw on the way for Kachi. And Kachi's free throw is up and through as well. So Kachi with 20, and the defenders lead 51-49. 10:20 left to play in the game. Lots of time left. Left side with it is Carson Bloom. Bloom down to the baseline. Wells, jumper, good. I beg your pardon, that's Kraus. Kraus with 10. He's coming up with a career game in a big game. Here's Lindbergh driving in, and he is stripped on the way. Coming up with it is Brett Wells. Wells driving in, drives in, shorthands it, no good. And Wells jumps in from out of bounds, grabs the ball before establishing himself inbounds, and now Dort College will get it back. 51-51 our score, 10 minutes remaining. Dort College basketball, Rindles. Right side goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh back over to Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Kachi ball fake. He's being hounded now by Hamburger. Hamburger playing with four personals. Kachi, three-point basket, good. 23 for Kachi. Dort College leads 54-51. 9:36 remaining in this game. Hastings calls a timeout. Back with more after this. Rangers. Hastings to inbound the basketball. Dort College leading 54-51. 9:36 remaining. And the Hastings College Broncos bring it up. In between the circles out front is Carson Bloom. Hastings with it. Bloom gets it returned over to Lena. Lena with it. Right side back over to Bloom. Bloom guarded there by Terpstra. Tapped, controlled by Kraus. 17 to shoot. Kraus with it on the right wing. He's had the hot hand. He passes over to Lallman. Lallman guarded there by Kachi. Lallman puts it up in traffic, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles up the floor with the left hand, lays it up, lays it down. Nathan Rindles with his first field goal. Dort College leads 56-51. Hastings coming back the other way. Lallman with the basketball. Lallman with it, right side, gets the return pass. He's on the wing, guarded there by Kachi. Bloom with the basketball, two steps behind the three-point line. He's about 24 feet from the hoop. Puts it on the floor. He's at the top of the key, cut off there by Terpstra. Comes back right side over to Brandon Kraus. Kraus with the basketball. They feed it down low to Lallman. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Kraus. Kraus shot no good. Tap in no good. Rebound controlled by Kachi. 8:30 remaining. Lindbergh into the front court. Dort College basketball. Lindbergh into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra gives it up out front to Rindles. Rindles left side. Kachi. Kachi. Lindbergh. Lindbergh dumps it down low. Den Herder. Den Herder puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. 8:11 left to play in this contest. Boy, David Den Herder went up. He had two people draped on him. It is not for the faint of heart underneath the hoop tonight. You've got the fouls on the perimeter, but once it goes into the red painted area, it is a far different story. Terpstra comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf drives in. His leaner is blocked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball again. 8:05 remaining. 56-51, Dort College by 5. Rindles gets it inbounded to Walthersdorf, 29 to shoot. Comes back out front, Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles on the wing. Nathan with the basketball. Double team. Gets it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh in traffic. Finger roll good. Kyle with a two-point basket. He's got 9. Dort College leads 58-51. Hastings coming back the other way. Lallman, free throw line jumper. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh up the floor with it. Kyle sidesteps a defensive player. The Euro step, and he gets fouled twice. Once on the shot, and then getting a cheap shot in at the end was Brett Wells as he came through with the two-handed chuck to the chest. And Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. I'm not exaggerating. Wells got away with one there. Lindbergh was up in the air. The ball was out of his hand. The whistle had blown, and Wells made sure Lindbergh knew he was there. Free throw by Lindbergh is good. Kyle Lindbergh with another free throw on the way. 59-51, and another free throw coming. 7:35 remaining. This one's up and off the front iron, no good. And a foul called on Tyler Walthersdorf on the rebound, and this is going to be a 1-1 on the other end now. Dort College, part of an 8-0 run. On Tyler, that is number 2. 7:35 remaining. A 1-1 coming, and shooting the 1-1 will be Krause. Krause is 1-1 today from the charity stripe. For the season, he was 6-12. He came into the game averaging 3.5 points per game. He's got 10 today. He has surpassed expectations. 1-1, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. You get to this point of the season, the averages usually don't lie. Pass goes left side, Terpstra. Dort College by 8 with a basketball. Terpstra comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a basketball. Lindbergh, right side, Rindles. Rindles down low, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf double teamed, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Lena. That's number 1 on him. 1-1 coming here for Tyler, and that is not a bad foul if you're Hastings. Tyler not getting it from the free throw line so far today. Be a good time to start here. 7:15 remaining. First free throw on the way for Walt. This will be the last 1-1. From here on out, it'll be double bonus time after this sequence. Free throw by Walt is up, and that one whispers through, and that one looked like a no-doubter. Another one on the way for Walt. He's got 5. 7:15 left to play. Dort College 60, Hastings 51. Another one on the way for Tyler Walthersdorf, trying to extend it to double digits, and he does. He makes both free throws. Dort College leads 61-51, 7:15 and counting. Hastings basketball, Lallman. Lallman, right side it goes, Reinwald. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. Got a hold called on the defenders. That's going to go on Rindles. With 7:06 remaining. We'll see how long Nathan's able to go without picking up another one. It's going to be a little bit because they're going to bring Sumner off of the bench. Lallman, 1-1. Good. Another one on the way. So Rindles is out. Cat and mouse game begins. Got to rest him a little bit with 4 personals. Another one on the way for Lallman. This one's up and good as well. Brady Lallman in the second half. 13 points by my count, 17 for the ball game. Dort College leads 61-53. Lindbergh with it left side, Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner with it. Sumner on the right side, guarded there by Tobin Reinwald. Gets it to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Hastings, and the ball's out and thrown out to Lallman. Lallman feeds it right side, Reinwald. Reinwald layup good. Reinwald with seven, and the Hastings, the Broncos have cut the lead down to 61-55. 6.5 left to go. Lindbergh with the basketball. Dort College needs a bucket. Sumner gets it to Kachi. Kachi is fouled on the play by Lallman. I beg your pardon, by Hamburger, and I believe that's it for Jake Hamburger. Hamburger has just fouled out by my count with 6:26 to go. Hamburger came into the ballgame averaging 9.9 points per game. David Denherter will check into the ballgame. Hastings will counter with Brandon Krause for Hamburger. Austin Kachi will shoot two free throws. 23 for Kachi today. 7 in the second half, two free throws coming. Free throw is up, free throw is good for Kachi. Another free throw coming. 7-point advantage for the defenders, 6:26 remaining. Kachi's free throw is up and down as well, so Austin makes them both. He's 4-for-4, Dort College leads 63-55. Got to string together a couple of stops, 6:20 and counting. Lallman with a basketball. Lallman out front, they switch on the screen. Lallman passes it left side over to Wells. Wells on the wing. Wells to Lallman. Lallman step back, 17-footer, good. He can do that, and he can do it in a hurry. 63-57, Dort College by 6. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh hesitates. They run a clear out. Puts it up, and the ball is blocked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 5:56 remaining in the game. Dort College 63, Hastings 57. Dort College with four timeouts remaining down the stretch. Hastings with two. Sumner, left side, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra looking for Kachi. Goes instead to Sumner on the right wing. Sumner with it on the right side. Driving, double team. Gets it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the right elbow. 9 to shoot. Lindbergh puts it on the floor. Dumps it for Denherter. 5 to shoot. David Denherter driving in. His layup is good. David Denherter with 8 points. He put it on the deck. The big fella finishing at the 10. Right side with the basketball, Hastings. Comes back left side, Reinwald. Reinwald comes back over to Krause. Krause to Lallman. Lallman with it, 5:18 to go. Lallman in traffic, backs up, comes back right side, Krause. Krause driving in. Krause leans his way in, comes back over to Reinwald. Reinwald back over to Krause. Krause kick out Lallman. Lallman, three-pointer, it's up and good. Lallman with the three. Dort College leads 65-60. 4:57 remaining. With the basketball is Lindbergh. Lindbergh comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball out front. Alex Terpstra with the ball. Comes back to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, and he is fouled on the play. Brandon Krause gets whistled for the personal, and for Brandon, that is number three. Austin Kachi will shoot two free throws. 4:45 left to go in regulation. This is just a dogfight, an absolute battle. Two teams battling for, well, if Dort College can hold on, it's a two-game lead in the conference. If Hastings wins it, it is a deadlock, a flat-footed race to the finish. First free throw by Kachi is good. He's got another one coming. 66-60, a second free throw for Kachi. Kachi's free throw is up and through, and Austin Kachi has risen to the occasion today. Gives Dort College a 67-60 lead, and Dort College calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. They've got three left. 4:45 to go. Dort 67, Hastings 60. Yeah. 67-60, our score. Hastings trailing by 7 with a basketball. Dort College, they'll try to badger on defense. Kachi and Lallman. It's been those two shooting it out. Lallman has scored 7 in a row for Hastings. Right side with the basketball. They feed it back over to Reinwald. Reinwald, three is up and good. Tobin Reinwald steps out, hits a three. He's got 10. And the defender lead is 67-63. Into the front court is Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Backdoor cut to Kachi, and it's stripped away by a Hastings player out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Tobin Reinwald makes it a four-point ball game, 67-63, 4:22 remaining. Austin Kachi to throw it in. Kachi looking, still looking, throws it over the top, finds Brian Sumner. Sumner with the basketball in between the circles. Sumner has it on the left side, the Ankeny freshman. He comes right side, the Ankeny native. Three-pointer on the way, good! Austin Kachi buries the three! Austin Kachi with the three. And the Dort College defenders lead 70-63. Well, the basketball is Lohman. Lohman feeds it down low. Wells. Wells backing up. His shot is up and good. Wells hits the two. He's got eight. Dort College leads 70-65. 3:44 to go in this tense battle. Bringing the basketball up is Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Terpstra. Terpstra with it. Terpstra, Sumner. Sumner on the right wing. Brian Sumner with the basketball. 22 seconds left on the shot clock. This is Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it on the deck. Back over to Sumner. 15 to shoot. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner passes back over to Kachi. Kachi wants a ball screen. They switch. Kachi, another three. That one's short, no good. Tapped by Denherter. Puts it back. It's up, no good. Rebound taken down by Hastings. Hastings coming back the other way. 3 minutes remaining in regulation. Lohman drives in. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. It's taken by Wells. Wells off of the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Hastings. Reinwald passes left side. Comes out front. Wells. Wells. 15-footer. No good. Rebound. Denherter. Denherter grabs it. He hands it to Lindbergh and wants no part of it. Oh, my. Dort College basketball. Coach Ross Dahmel wants a timeout. 2:38 left to go. Both teams walking dead right now. They trudge up the floor, and the Dort College defenders will call a timeout with 2:38 to go in this game. 70-65. Dort College by five. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 2:38 left to go in this contest. Dort College 70, Hastings 65. Rindles and Walthersdorf are back in for the defenders. When Rindles left the game, Dort College was up 10. Backdoor cut. And Kachi is fouled on the play. Brandon Krause commits the foul. Kachi will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Rindles, the game was with his fourth foul at the 4:06 mark. Dort College was up by 10. He re-enters at the 2:31 mark. Dort College leading by 5, an opportunity to go up 7. Free throw by Kachi is up through. Austin now, I believe, if I can make out the stretching on this score sheet, 9 for 9 from the free throw line. He's got another one coming. 2:31 left to go in this contest. Kachi's second free throw up and through. Buckle up, Buttercup. We aren't done yet. 72-65, 2:30 and counting. Clock does not start it. Hastings College with basketball. Comes back right side, Lohman. Lohman, they did not start the clock on time. They got an extra couple seconds for Hastings. .219 left to go in this contest. .68 and the Hastings bench did not start the clock on time. The ball's packed midcourt when it started. And now they're going to come over and confer with the clock keeper. And I believe they're going to take some time off of the clock. And I believe that's accurate. When I looked at the clock and the ball's at midcourt, the clock had not started. 2:1. Going to reset it to 2:15. There was a three-point in that relay, and I'm so didn't get who it was. It was Brandon Krause who hit the three. He's got 13, and the defender leads four at 72-68. 2:15 left to play in this game. Dort College basketball, and bringing it up now will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles with the basketball across the half-court stripe. Rindles with it on the right wing. Rindles has tapped from him out of bounds. Last touch to Hastings, it'll be Dort College basketball. 72-68, Dort College leading by four, inbounding on the sideline. They throw it in to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf to Rind, 22 seconds on the clock. Nathan with a basketball out front. Nathan comes left side, Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball. Comes back over Rindle. Rindle, spin move, gets through traffic, puts it up, it's blocked. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Here comes Bronco. Broncos with a chance to cut it to two or one. Lallman passes right side, Reinwald. Reinwald with the basketball. 1:38 remaining in the game. Hastings basketball, Lena. Lena gives it up to Krause. Krause at the free throw line. He passes left side, Lena. Lena backing his way in against Walthersdorf. Put it up, blocked by Walthersdorf. And now, kick out pass. Three on the way. Krause, no. Decides against it, drives in. His shot, no good. But no, late call. And they will send Krause to the free throw line to shoot two. The ball had bounced off the backboard and had been secured. They called the foul. Kyle Lindberg whistled for the personal. That's his third. Free throws on the way for Krause. He's one for two today. Free throw on the way for Krause. Two of them. First one is good. Krause with a career game today. 14 points, averaging 3.5 per contest. 72-69 pending the free throw. He can make it a two-point ball game with 1:19 remaining, Dort College leading. Second free throw off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Nathan brings the basketball into the front court, 1:15 and counting. Nathan with the basketball, Dort College trying to extend the lead to two possessions. Walthersdorf with the basketball, comes over to Rindles. Rindles, they look for Kachi. Instead, left side, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf driving in, puts it up, and they'll wave it off. And a blocking foul called on Hastings. Foul's going to go on Hastings and Zach Lena. Two free throws on the way for Ty Walthersdorf. Six for Tyler tonight. Two free throws coming. 72-69. Hastings trailing by three. Dort College shooting free throws. And Walthersdorf's free throw rattles. Pops out. It was halfway down and comes out. Hastings with another free throw. 59.4 seconds left. Second free throw to make it a four-point game. This one's up and through. Walthersdorf makes one of two. Dort College leads 73-69, under a minute to go. Get a stop here. Hastings with a basketball. This is Brandon Krause. Krause to Lallman. Lallman with a basketball. Lallman will drive in. Puts it up. Blocked by Walthersdorf. Rebound, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball in the backcourt. Comes over to Lindberg. Lindberg gets it ahead to Terpstra. Terpstra, one player to beat, puts it up. No good, but he's fouled. 38.8 seconds remaining. 73-69. Two free throws on the way for Terpstra. Fouling out of the ballgame in the process is Hastings' Brandon Krause. Krause will check out with 38.8 seconds left, and as I said earlier, he surpassed expectations today. Came in averaging 3.5 points per contest. He's leaving with 14, and he should get a nice round of applause from the Hastings College faithful. 38.8 seconds left, Dort College by four. Hastings not out of that. Well, this one, though. Anytime you've got a player like Brady Lallman on the floor, you've got a chance. Terpstra, free throw good by the freshman from Highland Ranch, Colorado. Terp has six. Another one on the way, trying to make it a six-point ball game. 74-69. Second free throw on the way for Terpstra is up, and Terp makes them both. How's that for ice water in his veins? Alex Terpstra with 7 points. Defenders lead 75-69. Hastings basketball. They're running Lallman off screens. They stagger. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebounds up in the air. It's taken. It's down on the floor, picked up by Reynolds, and Dort College is fouled on the play. Dort College survives that salvo by Hastings, and Nathan Reynolds can go to the free throw line and make this a three-possession contest. Reynolds with two free throws. He's got 10. He is 8 for 8 from the free throw line today. Make one out of two. That's the big one. We've got a player shaken up. Now, not sure what happened to Kyle Lynn. Knocked out of him. Here, Coach Ross Dalma through the crowd, Mike. I apologize for him asking what happened to Kyle in very plain language. Suffice it to say, Lindbergh got the wind knocked out of him as he comes across midcourt. He does not want to come out of the ballgame. So Dort College is going to call a timeout. Tyler Waltersdorf. So Tyler Waltersdorf has some blood on his body, and Coach Ross Dalma is going to call a timeout and try to get him back in. He does not want to take Ty off the floor right now, and I don't blame him. I don't want him off the floor either. Dort College with the lead, shooting free throws when we resume play. 25.2 seconds left, double bonus time for both teams. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. 25.2 seconds remaining. Still too much time for my liking. I'm not going to be comfortable until we are signed off and on the bus headed home. Dort College bidding for their 14th win of the conference here. Their 23rd of the season. Hastings trying to win their 5th in a row and their 12th in conference play. They entered play today 11-2. Dort College entered play today 13-1. Shooting free throws will be Nathan Reynolds. Reynolds with 10 points. First free throw on the way for Nathan is up. It's going to be too strong, no good. Got to make this one. 75-69, Dort College by 6. 7 is a lot better than 6. Second free throw by Nathan is up and good. Nathan makes 1 of 2. He is now 9 for 10 from the free throw line. Defenders lead 76-69. Into the front court, Hastings. Reinwald drives in. Layup good. Tobin Reinwald with a 2. 18 seconds left. Terpstra fouled in the backcourt, and Alex Terpstra will shoot 2 free throws. Alex Terpstra to shoot 2. So Tobin Reinwald had the lane to the basket, and he took the 2-point bucket. 16.6 seconds remaining. Alex Terpstra shooting 2 free throws. First one by Alex is up, no good. 76-71, Dort College by 5. Hastings still has some life. You make this one, and it's a 2-3-pointer game. Free throw by Terp is up. That one's off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings loses it in the backcourt. Picked back up by the Broncos. 13 seconds left, now 12. 11, 10, Hastings, Lohman. Lohman's going to launch a 3, and he hits it. 76-74, 6.6 seconds left. Lohman hits the 3, you knew he would. Dort College leads by 2. 6.6 seconds remaining. Dort College failing to convert on their free throws down the stretch, allowing Hastings a breath of life. Hastings uses their final timeout with 6.6 seconds to go. You can bet Hastings, if they don't get a steal, will foul immediately, and I'm not even so sure that they won't foul immediately and not let any time off of the clock. The question is, who would they pick to foul? If Tyler Waltersdorf is on the floor, he would be a prime candidate. He may be inbounding the basketball, though. 6.6 seconds to go. Dort College with the basketball, length of the floor in front of them, after Brady Lallman just buried a three for his 32nd point of the day. I beg your pardon, his 26th point of the day. So Hastings with a chance. Dort College needs to first and foremost get the ball inbounded, then take care of the ball, and then make some free throws. Hastings will set up the defense. Walter Storff will inbound. He can run the length of the width of the baseline or the width of the floor. Walter Storff to inbound. Walter Storff calls for a timeout. Both teams have burned all their timeouts. Walter Storff could not get the ball inbounded. Now with 6.6 seconds remaining, it'll be Hastings setting up their defense once again. Dort College will be setting the inbounds once again. And nothing really changes. Both teams are out of timeouts. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell, a mutual reinsurance company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Hastings will not guard the inbounds pass. Inbounding will be Walterstorff. Walterstorff gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, and he runs up the floor and takes 1.5 off of the clock before he's fouled. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 5.1 seconds remaining. Got to get one out of two. Preferably would be two. Big throws here coming for Lindbergh. First free throw on the way for the senior from Margate, Florida, is up and good. Finish it right here, Kyle. 11 for Lindbergh. Reinwald checks in. Checking out is Lena. Neither team has a timeout remaining. 5.1 seconds on the clock. Both teams in the double bonus. Lindbergh, second free throw is up. In and out, no good. Rebound tapped by Walterstorff. He takes time off of the clock. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. Dort College basketball. How many times does Tyler Walterstorff do that? He snakes his way in, just slithers his way in, gets a hand on a ball, and keeps it alive. And now Dort College is inbounding with 4.4 left and a three-point lead. And Kachi is fouled immediately. Austin Kachi can finish it right here. 32 points for Kachi. He is fouled on the play by Carson Bloom, and sometimes it comes down to the fundamentals. Just box out on the free throw line, and you give yourself a chance if you're Hastings. They did not. Free throw is up. No good by Kachi. 3.8 seconds left. No timeouts for either team. Kachi misses for the first time today. He was 10 for 10. Second free throw is up. Good. Don't foul. 78-74, Dort College leading. Hastings inbounds. 3 seconds left. 2 seconds left. Ball's taken away by Walterstorff, and the Dort College defenders get the win. 78-74. Dort College grits their teeth. They get through one in hostile territory, and they come away with a 4-point victory to go to 14-1 overall, 23-2. 14-1 in the conference, 23-2 overall. Let's take a break. I've got to catch my breath and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders battle and fight their way to. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Ross Dama has made his way out of the locker room. We don't have numbers in front of us yet, but the numbers that we do have, they're just four digits. 7-8, 7-4, 4-point win for the Dort College defenders. Coach, a gritty and gutty performance today by your team, led by your seniors. Just seemed like you really had a focus, dialed in group today, Coach.
Mike, we had a really good practice yesterday. Had a lot of energy, and you know, we knew we had a lot of challenges before us today. We had to, obviously, as you probably discussed, had to shovel some rotation things around today. Still fighting the injury bug with a couple point guards in Danny and Patrick. But we felt good after practice yesterday. The kids are ready to take on the challenge. And you mentioned the seniors. They are better leaders than they are players. And they're pretty good players.
Well, you got them, or someone got them focused today, Coach. And after the first 4 minutes where it was buckets back and forth and it was tied 8-8, you put together a little run, extended the lead to double figures, and you led by 35-25 at halftime. Obviously, you know, Hastings is going to make a charge back at you, but I like being up 10 rather than tied at halftime on the road.
Yeah, for sure. And we felt at halftime, Mike, that we had left some points out there. We felt we should have been up 15-16. We did like the way we were getting to the foul line the first half, but we just felt that there were some empty possessions, that we just weren't very good with the ball at times, and we didn't capitalize on some things. Start the second half, they made a hard charge at us and made quite a few throughout. They're an outstanding team. They're very good. They were very determined today, and, you know, Austin Kotchy's performance just pushed us over the top. I mean, there's no getting around it.
He had a three-pointer with about 10 minutes left when Hastings had made a charge at you to get it tied 51-all. He hit a three to make it 54-51. He made another one later in the game. During that span, though, you got up 10. Nathan Rindles picks up foul number four, and that's where you talked about you had to mix and match a little bit. He leaves the floor with a 10-point lead. I'm glad you had that 10-point cushion, because without him running the show, it gets a little more difficult for your team.
It does, and you know, last Saturday we played without him, and that maybe prepared us a little bit for that stretch here today where we had to go some critical minutes with him on the bench, and just got good minutes. You know, David N. Herter played very well again off the bench today. J.D. Boer did what we needed him to do. Alex, I thought, was really good today. I thought he played much better today than he had in a couple weeks, and, you know, Brian was in a new role today, so... Well, the guys just responded to the challenge at hand and did an outstanding job. And it's not an easy place. We got baskets that are shaking when we're shooting free throws.
I did discuss that.
Okay. We got the clock not starting at a critical juncture.
I noticed that one, too.
After it had all game. So yep. those types of things. And, it's just a good, hard-fought win here against a very good team.
Don't want to overstate it, and we always, you and I get the opportunity to watch players play. The matchup between Kotchy and Lohman, if you paid your money to come and watch those two play today, you got your money's worth.
They're really good. They're really good players. Lohman's a really good, as good of a player as there is in our conference. Austin and him really, really tried to guard each other really well today. And they just fought and they battled for their respective teams. Lohman, I think,
26.
Yeah, you told me earlier in the week he was an academic All-American or academic.
He's an All-Region
whatever
pick.
It is.
So yep.
Yeah. So just a good kid, as is Austin, and those two are really dueling.
Made it just enough free throws down the stretch. Made it a little more interesting than we would have liked, but you made one of two just enough times.
Yep, and Tyler Waldersdorf gave us that opportunity there to get another one with a big offensive tip off the missed free throw. He just battled. He had a huge block late in the game.
Yep.
When the post player for Hastings had him sealed deep, and he just made a big play. And yeah, he is the epitome of our team. We are tougher than we are talented, and I guess that's a good thing. It's just going to have to be that way for us the rest of the way.
You and I talked earlier this week, or we texted back and forth. There are so many ways that players can affect games without scoring points. And I think that Tyler Waltersdorf, again tonight, several of those plays down the stretch affected the outcome without scoring a ton of points.
He's really good, Mike. And, you know, for those of us who get to see him play, we understand that. But, boy, he brings so much value to our team in different ways.
Coach, let's get on the bus and go home. This one hard fought, and get ready for Dakota Wesleyan, who lost today, by the way, to Doan as well by 10. So Dakota Wesleyan will be coming in Wednesday off of a loss, and nothing's going to come easy, but you're back in the duet at least.
We're back in the duet, you bet. Thanks, Mike.
Coach Ross Dalma, thank you. This is the Wireless World post-game wrap. The Dort College Defenders, 19 of 49 from the floor. 38.8% from the floor, 7 of 19 on threes for 36.8%, and Dort College, 33 of 46 from the free throw line, 71.7%. They shoot 46 free throws today, and in the first meeting of these two teams, I believe they shot 48. For the Hastings College Broncos, 28 of 62 from the floor, 45.2%, 7 of 17 on threes, 41.2%, 11 of 16 on free throws, 68.8%. Hastings out-rebounds Dort College 39-36. Hastings 16 turnovers, Dort College 12. 6 steals for the defenders, 11 steals for the Broncos. Individually, Dort College led by Austin Koch. He's 33 points. If he's not the player of the week this week in the conference, I would be very disappointed. I've been disappointed before, though, but I will put my vote in right now. Austin Koch, 33-point salvo today on the road. 9 of 15 from the floor, 6 of 10 on threes, 9 for 10 from the free throw line. 11 points for Nathan Rendles and Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg also grabbed 15 rebounds. 8 points each for Tyler Walterstorff and David Denherger. Alex Terpstra off of the bench for 7. Ryan Sumner played 20 minutes, contributed in a lot of ways, but did not score today. J.D. Bohr also got 8 minutes a run today. He did not score, but as Coach Ross Dahman said, he did what they asked him to do. Brady Lohman, 26 points, 9 of 18 from the floor, 2 for 4 on 3, 6 for 6 on free throws. 14 for Brandon Krause, 12 for Tobin Reinwald, 10 for Brett Wells. 5 points for Carson Bloom, 3 for Abu Fall, and 4 for Zach Lena. Rebounding, we highlighted Lindbergh's 15, David Denherger at 6, 4 each for Nathan Rendles and Austin Koch for the Hastings College Broncos. 10 rebounds for Brett Wells, 9 for Zach Lena, 7 for Tobin Reinwald, 5 for Brady Lohman. 3 assists for Tobin Reinwald, 3 assists for Brandon Krause, 2 assists for Brady Lohman. For Dort College, Nathan Rendles had 3 assists, Kyle Lindbergh had 1. Austin Koch had 2 steals today. Hastings was led by Zach Lena's 3 steals, and Brett Wells also had 3 steals. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with a rundown of the scores from around the conference right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
Keep it
tuned to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Final scores in men's play today. It was Dort over Hastings 78-74. Mount Marty, Nips, Concordia, and Yankton 56-55. Midland over Northwestern 80-67. Doan over Dakota Wesleyan 86-76. And Nebraska Wesleyan also a winner today over Morningside 86-76. So Morningside drops their 4th game of the conference, 8th overall. Here's how the standings shake out then. Dort College is currently 14-1 in the conference. Hastings is 11-3. Midland is 12-3. Morningside is 9-4. Briarcliff is 7-7. Dakota Wesleyan and Northwestern are 6-8. Nebraska Wesleyan 5-9. Doan 5-10. Concordia and Mount Marty are 2-13. Earlier today, it was Hastings surviving the Dort College women 65-62. Dort College had a three-pointer at the buzzer to tie it. That was just short. So we get a split today with Dort College and Hastings. Hastings wins the women's contest. Dort College comes back to win the nightcap 78-74. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.